And finally this week, Khalil Thurloway has been busy tackling this earth-shattering question, sent in by John Stenson.
Where does the energy in the movement of tectonic plates come from? What causes them to move?
Fear not, John. I'm sure this is one we'll be able to crack. To dig up the answer, I spoke to Marion Holness from the Geology Department at the University of Cambridge.
So the Earth is divided up into an inner core, which is mostly made of iron, and then there's an outer silicate part, most of which is called the mantle, and then the crust is the skin that sits on top. Now the mantle is completely solid, but because the Earth's so hot inside, what that solid mantle does is convect, a bit like porridge in a pan on the stove.
Imagine you're making your morning porridge. It gets hottest at the bottom, because this is where the flame from the cooker is, right? It's the same with the Earth. It's hottest down at the core. As the bit of porridge at the bottom of the pan heats up, it rises to the top. As it gets further from the heat source, it cools and sinks back to the bottom. This circular motion is called convection, and there's a similar thing happening below our feet right now. And just like you get a crust on your porridge if you leave it, the Earth also gets a crust, except convection currents cause cracks. It's these cracks that are the boundaries of the plates, like giant islands floating on an ocean of hot rock.
It's a common misconception that the plates are actually being dragged along by the convecting mantle itself. That's not actually true. What happens during this convection is that you get mantle being dragged up at mid-ocean ridges, and that melts and makes new oceanic crust. And then at the other end, where you're destroying your oceanic crust, you're subducting it back into the Earth under its own weight. And what we're actually seeing is that the plates are being dragged along by gravity, pulling them back into the mantle at the subduction zones. So the kind of speeds that we're talking about for plate tectonics are essentially the same as the rate at which your fingernails grow.
Areas where plates collide are often areas with lots of earthquakes and volcanic activity. But where does this heat energy come from to move these giant bits of rocky crust?
So what's driving this? Why are the plates moving around? The Earth's mantle is convecting because it's so difficult to diffuse heat out of the Earth that it's easier to move the heat out by actually moving the Earth's mantle around.
All this heat is trying to get out because the Earth's core is so much hotter than the rest that the heat needs to even itself out. Heat always dissipates. This is why a cup of tea doesn't stay hot forever and will eventually cool to the same temperature as its surroundings. And the same process is happening here at Earth's core, except unlike your cup of tea, the Earth's core is around 6,000 degrees. But why is the centre of our planet so hot in the first place?
What's the source of this heat? Well, there are two sources. The first is the heat that's generated by radioactive decay within the Earth. And the second is primordial heat, which is heat which was present at the very formation of the Earth.
Earth. 4.5 billion years old and still hot. I hope our journey to the centre of the Earth has helped answer your question, John. And tune in next time when we take a healthy bite out of this question from Sarah Ward.
We're always told that we need vitamins and minerals in our diets, but I've been wondering what they really are, what happens to them when they get inside our bodies, if we can store them, and what happens if we don't get enough of them.
And if you'd like to speculate on why we need vitamins, you can email chris@thenakedscientist.com. You can find us on Facebook, tweet @NakedScientists, or you can join in the debate on our forum, which is at nakedscientist.com/forum. That's it for this week. We have run out of time. Thank you very much to Sarah Shoston and also Hannah Critchlow for the production. Do join us next time for our Naked Scientist Christmas extravaganza. We're going to be electrifying the larynxes of a choir to find out how they sing. We'll make some fireballs at the dinner table with some festive Christmas chemistry. We explore why cracker jokes are and often aren't funny. And we show you that red wine really is good for you. Now, isn't that a good positive health message? The Naked Scientist comes to you from Cambridge University. It's supported by the Wellcome Trust, the STFC and the EPSRC. I'm Chris Smith, and thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.